morning. It's a brand new day, and this is our Morning Connection. How are you doing today? This podcast is on Mother's Day, so I want to give a big happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out there. Guys, make sure that you make it special in some way, shape, or form for your mother, for the mother of your children, if you can. All right. So, hey, thank you so much for showing up. One more day, you're proving to yourself that when you identify the things that you need to know, that will take you to the next level. You make these promises yourself to follow through, to be disciplined, to be structured in your approach, to put your dreams, your plans, your vision together one step at a time. And here you are, you and I, exercising, putting ourselves through mental exercise, mental and emotional exercise, MTC, mental toughness conditioning. All right. During this Morning Connection podcast, I'm excited to be here for you today. Man, I'll tell you, I am at a level 10 of what I want to share today. This being Mother's Day, I want to share with you some life lessons that I learned from my own mother that I know will help you. And at the same time, I continue learning, continue to be humbled by the lessons that I learned, and give you some insight and perspective with some of the challenges that I know we all go through. I know we all go through. And so, first of all, you know, today is Mother's Day. It's my wife's very first Mother's Day. So, really excited about Carrie, my wife, how much love I have for her, how much respect I have for her, her being such an amazing mother. And, you know, you never know when, you know, you meet someone, when you get married, what kind of mother they would be. Although, I'll tell you this, guys, as you know, as your big brother, as your coach, as your friend, coach a lot of men, young men, all over the world, whether it's through the podcast like this one or through one-on-one coaching. And, you know, the subject of relationships and women and what you prioritize, it comes up a lot. It comes up a lot. You know, a lot of guys come to me, they want to be more successful, they want more achievement, they want to gain more confidence. And one thing with a lot of men, it's their dependence, their desire to have a relationship. That isn't something that normally most men really talk about. And I guess in a lot of ways it may be because that isn't the manly thing to talk about. We can't be dependent on our relationships, on our women, right? That part of our life, what we want to do is we want to accomplish a lot more. But when I do talk and we do develop the rapport, it comes out, and it's okay. I mean, who you pick as a wife, who you're in a relationship with, which you probably already realize this, it has a real big impact on your life. You know, what optimism and the clarity and focus that you have in your life, that can be made or destroyed by who you pick as a mate. And I know for some of you guys, I don't have to tell you that. You already know it. So knowing that, you should put a lot of focus and attention. It's okay to really want that deep connected relationship. Now, I know I'm talking to you and you're probably saying, yeah, no doubt about that. But sometimes, like I said, with men, we like to think that we can do it all alone. We don't need a woman, that's a part of, you know, just an accessory, that something would be nice along the way. Yet, you know, when it comes to our accomplishment, our achievements, totally in our hands. And I'll tell you this, it could be totally in your hands if you want it to be really focused and determined, and it really, really skewer your life to be successful, to achieve. Yeah, you're right. You don't have to have this great partner with you to do that. I'll tell you this, from someone who has achieved a lot of things, that maybe that's the reason why you're here with me today, is because you respect a lot of the things that I've accomplished in the past. That's how I was. And I would have to say, all along the journey, I was either trying to have that connected relationship, and I wasn't putting enough priority on it. I didn't get that. I didn't understand that. But that's how I went about it the vast majority of my life, until I realized that all this achievement, all this accomplishment, that it was either watered down because I didn't have that connected relationship. I made a decision where, and I didn't realize this at the time, that it was either or. I couldn't figure out how to make a relationship work and not get in the way of my goals, my plans, my dreams, my vision. Well, I'm just telling you guys, if you're afraid to make relationships important, if you think they're going to get in the way of your success and your achievement, I'm here to tell you is that, you know, if you put the focus and the attention on your relationship, you understand yourself, you prioritize the qualities in a woman, the way that can align you for success, it is only going to augment your level of success, and you're going to be driving and moving forward and be motivated with a lot more effectiveness, efficiency, a lot more fulfillment along the way than trying to do one. And then when you achieve and when you accomplish all of this, then and only then are you ready to have that relationship. So it's just something that, you know, you maybe have to go through that process yourself. Maybe there's some words that I can say that can, you know, help you prioritize it. So you do the things to improve on the way you look at things. But the point that I want to make is the things that you prioritize in a woman. If you can look at her and say, wow, she'd be an amazing mother. You know, not that, you know, she's really attractive and, you know, and she's fun and she's this and she's that. And you're looking at those qualities of what that does for you today, how that makes your life exciting. I don't know, at a 22-year-old, at a 25-year-old. And you start, you know, evaluating those qualities. That's what makes a good woman. What you really need to do, even more than how this woman takes care of you, if you can somehow evaluate if she would be a great mother. If she could be a great mother, that's going to help you out in so many ways, even if things don't work out perfectly. Because if she would be a good mother, that you feel that she has that caring, that nurturing ability, it's only going to help you. It's only going to help you. If you feel that she can be loving, caring to a child, however you figure that out, it's only going to help you. Another thing is, guys, if you're with a woman and you know that she would be a terrible mother, that's a sign right now that maybe you're not prioritizing the right things. A litmus test, and I'm not saying that I always follow this, but again, advice from your big brother is if you were dating a girl, and if you were to get her pregnant and you had a child together, right, your question should be, how would she be as a mother? That should be your number one, one of your highest priority qualities in a woman. Because if you can say right now that she would not be a good mother, I'll tell you, that's not a good future for you. And if you had a child together, you know, relationships, you do your best. You expect the best, that it all works out. It works out forever. Here's the challenge. Even if it doesn't, you're going to be still tied to this woman forever because of the child that you have, right? Now, if she's a good mother, and let's just say it didn't work out well for you, at least you know that she's going to be mothering your child or your children, and that's going to be a great relief to you. You know, I know so many guys, you know, they break up and they have so many bad things to say about their ex-wives. And, you know, if she's a bad person, you know, and they talk about her mothering abilities, man, I'll tell you, it's even worse. I mean, just think if you had a relationship with a woman, your wife, and it didn't work out. But at least you can say, wow, she takes care of my kids, right? She's a great mother, even though we had our differences where, you know, you got divorced. Now, that's not what you're planning for. I'm just saying it's going to make it so much worse if, you know, you break up with your wife, you get divorced, and she's a bad mother. Just think afterwards how much hell your life is going to be like. And just think, you know, if you want it, because like I said, guys, you know, love, connection, it's an important thing in your life. So if something were to go wrong with your wife, the mother of your child, and you had to move on in a relationship, which, you know, I know, understand a lot of guys, that's part of things. You know, life has challenges that, you know, it's our job to bounce back from, right? I mean, just think about the quality of man that you would be. All right, we all want someone to love us unconditionally. I understand that. But if something were to go wrong in your marriage, right, and then now you have this new woman and now you're complaining about what a bitch your ex-wife is and how you worry about your kids because she's such a horrible mother. I mean, just think about it. What kind of man, what kind of product are you for that next woman to buy? Right, because you made a bad pick not only on the woman for a mate, but the woman as a mother, right? You know, wouldn't that be nice to say, you know what, we had our differences, yeah, but she's a great mother to our kids, right? That should be a very, very high priority in who you pick as woman. Anyway, I picked a great wife. My wife, Carrie, is such an amazing mother, and I did know that in her. She's so caring. In loving, you know, she puts people's needs and emotions and connects with them almost to a fault. Actually, you know, as far as we're all growing and we're all changing, she needs to take care of herself better. You know, she asked me to not only take care of her, but to help her, guide her to taking her care of herself better. But those are great qualities to have as a mother, and I'm so thankful that I have her in my life. And Brooklyn is so lucky to have a mother like Carrie. So I want to give a big happy Mother's Day out to my wife, Carrie, her very first Mother's Day. And again, guys, just something for you to think about from your big brother, your father figure, your mentor, your friend, Skip, on, you know, choosing the future mother of your children, how important that is. My mother, as I get older and more mature and as I go through so many stages of life and I continue to grow, just like you do, and like I said, I'm prepared to do that for the rest, you know, of my life, right? That's all part of the process. And as I'm thinking about it, I got a great letter again this morning from a woman. Jay, I'll call her. And Jay is actually, I had coaching with this woman, Jay, a couple of years ago now. Time flies by. And she listens to this podcast, you know, all of the time, and how she continues to grow. And she's 60 years old. And that's one of the long letter, great letter, really emotional letter. She talked about, you know, how she is buckled in to continue to grow, and life is just making it better, you know, one day at a time. She listens to this podcast a lot to stimulate thought. One thing that she said in the letter that maybe that you can relate to, and it's something that I want to prepare you for, is, you know, we all have those challenges in life, the things that we really want to improve on, we really believe we're focused on, right? We've tried maybe 100 times, and we just can't seem to get together. We still have that hope, but maybe we've come up with some beliefs about our situation, how difficult it is. Well, that was the case for Jay, and I happen to be talking about an area of life where, you know, relationships, where I struggled getting it. It wasn't that I wasn't a good person. I didn't have all these major flaws when it came to relationships, and I was fortunate enough to be in relationships with good people. But it really doesn't matter how good of a person I am or even the quality of the person I pick if I don't get relationships. And I'm very open about this transformation that I went through to really understand it. It was an area of my life that, you know, I guess I could say I did well compared to most, but I wasn't really connecting on a deep emotional level. Didn't really understand all the reasons why. If you were to listen to yesterday's podcast, the More Than Just Muscles podcast that I do with my wife, and that's podcast number 16 of the More Than Just Muscles, you know, I kind of went through, you know, what it took me, all the getting knocked down and getting back up and coming to certain conclusions and changing those directions, figuring out a way, and all the route that I took to get to where I am now with my level of appreciation and understanding getting relationships, and also the pain, all the things that triggered me to make the changes in myself. I talk about that in a lot of detail. And that's one area that Jay is challenged with. And she talked about how when, you know, I talked about, she could, it wasn't really what I said. It's just the emotion that she can feel about my love for my wife and my daughter as I, you know, as I was being transparent, talking on this podcast, how, you know, my love and connection, it created, you know, pain because that's where, that's her white whale. That's the thing that, you know, she wants most and can't seem to figure out. Talked about some beliefs that she was sold, that she bought into early in her life that, you know, she's looking at now that's saying maybe where that served her, it may be hurting her to attract the man and to be in the relationship with the man that she really wants, right? And it caused a lot of pain where she couldn't listen to me in the podcast for a while. And, you know, I really appreciate that transparency, and that's what I want to prepare you for when you're listening to this podcast. I know it's not only going to be positive and motivating and help inspire you to ask for more out of your life, ask for more out of yourself. It's not only going to be a pleasurable experience. You know, there's going to be those areas in your life, those white whales, those places that it doesn't seem like you're ever going to get it. You're getting older and older, and you just can't seem to get it. And so when someone is telling you about all the great possibilities and feelings and emotions that are in front of you, and they're there for you, if you were to do this and this and this, and you just keep on keeping on, I know that can be a painful place, and it was a painful place for her. I just want to prepare you for that. It happened, just to let you know, it happens to me all the time. You know, I have certain mentors in areas of life that I want to improve upon, that, you know, I take responsibility that I haven't figured it out because of the amount of focus and attention I put into it, not because I'm not capable, not because I'm not smart enough, right? And this may be an empowering belief for you. If there's an area of your life that you just can't get, that's that hole in your heart or in your life, you know, just take on the belief, you know, you can do this. You've seen people who aren't as good as a person as you are. I mean, their qualities don't match up to yours. You know that. Humbly, you know that. The work ethic, the intelligence, the determination, they don't match up, yet they've mastered these areas in life. So sometimes it's not about how good of a person you are, how hardworking you are, how intelligent you are. It's just a matter of focus that you put in that particular area. So whatever area it is for you, if it's relationships, just take on the belief that when you focus on it, when you break it down, you're just as willing to be so determined and change your rules and beliefs if necessary to become mentally and emotionally resilient and flexible as you are in those areas of life that you're great at, you too will figure it out. You too will figure it out. Take on that belief that you just haven't put enough focus and attention on it. My point is when I see these people that I actually sought out, whether it's their social media and they've mastered an area, obviously I'm inspired by them. I want some of what they have. I want to learn the distinctions. Sometimes it's too painful for me, and I want to avoid it. I want to avoid being reminded of how I suck in this area, even though I may realize, you know, it's just I didn't put enough attention into it. And you have to resist that for the greater good. Like I've said many times on these podcasts, that pain can be your friend as long as you can manage that pain, that angst, that disappointment. And many times pain is a much, much better motivator than all the positive things that you're drawn to. So Miss Jules, thanks for the letter. Thanks for those lessons that you're helping me through your letter share with everybody on this podcast. And, you know, it's even inspiring to me and helps me continue to learn during my journey. My mother was a great inspiration to me, and as I get older and I push myself through life and I have the experience of going through life with all of you, I realize the lessons that she's learned. And I know the lessons that I've learned from my mother, it can help you in so many ways. The biggest thing that I've learned from my mother is that life and success, We're going for success, right? Whatever that means to you. It's not about where you are right now. It's not about where you are right now. It's about creating the biggest gap from where you started, right? Where you started in life, right? The situation that you grew up in. You know, I know a lot of times we talk about, you know, challenges. I understand that they may affect you earlier in life. We may have had parents who have done the best they could. And maybe you intellectually understand that, but you want your parents to step up at a higher level. They may be still crippling you, affecting you in some ways, even as you're older. Right? We all want it better. Maybe it always could be better. Right? But life, where you are right now, this success is should be measured from where you started, what gifts you were given, what challenges you had thrust upon you, measured from there to where you are right now. The bigger the gap that you have, this is one of these life lessons that I talk about all the time. I want to talk about it. This is a big lesson that I learned from my mother, is that the bigger the gap, the more success you should appreciate in yourself. So every time you get down on, you know, your situation and, you know, your past, be motivated by, you know, how much growth that you've had since that, how much you've overcome that. My mother, you know, didn't really even talk much about, you know, her pains of the past growing up. She did not have the loving parents that were together. Her dad died earlier. Mother had a lot of challenges, and she was passed along, you know, from relative to relative. You know, one thing that really inspired her to educate her kids far more than the education that she got, and to, you know, put a spirituality, is because, you know, as just a roaming around kid, she was taken in by the Catholic Church and the priests. They took care of her and loved her in a way that she didn't get. She didn't have that upbringing. And I'll tell you, is that I talk about what Warren Buffett, you know, says. Warren Buffett, the multi-billionaire, financial genius, when someone asked him what was the key to success in life, and if you were expecting this financial genius to talk about, I don't know, saving early or budgeting your money in a certain way, paying yourself first, putting so much away, what he said was, the key to success is having a mother and a father who stay together and love you unconditionally. I mention that so much for so many reasons. Number one is that if you're a parent, your number one job is to stay together. I'm just telling you, and to show love and accept, so that your kids, they don't have to, you know, grow up wondering where they're going to live, if they're going to see their dad or their mom. I'll tell you, they're starting off on such a whole of things that if they could just have basics, if they can just take for granted, they're going to start off on such a higher level. They're not going to have so many trust issues with their mate, which I talked about is an important part of your relationship. They're not going to have these trust issues with business partners or friendships, because they're going to assume that they're going to work out, because in that young period of time, they had that. That's all they saw. That's all they're going to expect. And the people they meet, they're going to choose better people. They're going to be better in the relationship because they can take that stability for granted. That's why I totally believe, you know, that is the most important thing you can do as a parent. Also, I say that because, you know, if you're having challenges and you're blaming yourself or you can't figure out and you didn't have that, that you can give yourself some forgiveness, not to wear it, you know, have an excuse for you not stepping up. But when you realize, you know, why you can't seem to work it out in relationships, or whether they're in your intimate relationships or business or friendships, that they have this rocky road, you may be able to look in your past where, you know, maybe you're not trusting, and maybe you have good reason not to trust, but you still have to do something about it. You can figure out maybe this is the foundation of where you need to move forward. And so, you know, my mother didn't have any of that, right? And it's so important as a child. And so that created a whole bunch of challenges, you know, in her early 20s, right? And, you know, but her grit, that's the one thing that she has, grit. She has the ability to think big, you know, something I say all the time. And, but the biggest thing is, you know, she's been, you know, through a rocky early life, the stability that she's created for herself at this age, the children that she produced in the lives, she has made such a dramatic gap from where she started, where she could have gone. Actually, she's had siblings who haven't done well, who have had challenges. The gap that she's created has just been tremendous, where it could have been what she made out of herself. And it wasn't like she just snapped one day and realized everything and created this, you know, amazing life. Little by little by little, she can look back on her life and be extremely proud of that gap she's created and how what she set up for her children, making it better for them. Right? She has some great kids, and not necessarily speaking about me, right? That, you know, but I guess I could, if you're finding value, you know, in how I show up every single day, whether, you know, I'm not feeling in a level 10, that I'm going to show up emotionally at a 10, whether I'm not screaming or yelling. That you show up for these podcasts that inspire, like I said, the letter from Miss Jewel. So, well, you know, I'm a product of my mother, how she made it so much better in that gap. Here's the humbling thing, as I was really thinking about this, about what I was going to talk about during this morning's podcast and it being Mother's Day and telling you how much, you know, that I was inspired, you know, by my mother. Something that Carrie brought up and we talked about on yesterday's podcast is that balance between, are you pushing yourself hard enough, right, to get the most out of your talents and abilities, right, or you're stopping and smelling the roses, creating that balance? Which is the difference? How do you figure that out? And, you know, I talked about that. We all have that challenge. Are we pushing ourselves? Can we push ourselves more to, you know, make our lives a little bit more challenging now so it's easier much later? Or should we be enjoying every moment now? You know, how you work that out in your mind is going to be so important to what you produce on a consistent basis. Well, as I was thinking about it, what a tremendous gap my mother has created from where she started to where she is now, it made me think. With all of my accomplishments, with all the great things that I've accomplished, you know, in my life, how I've been fortunate, I've had the privilege to touch you in so many ways, inspire you, show up every single day. I will not let you down, all these qualities in myself that I look back and I appreciate, you know, I'm proud of. What I realized just this morning is that, you know what? I'm not even nearly as successful as my mom. Although I'm appreciative of everything I've accomplished and everything I will accomplish, my gap isn't even close to as big as the one that my mom's created. And it just makes me think, you know, when you do that balance, oh, am I pushing myself hard enough, really? Or should I be stopping and smelling the roses? You need to think about what kind of gap you're creating. I can create a much, much bigger gap than what I've done in the past, right? I mean, talk about motivating. That's what I'm saying. You know, my mother continues to motivate me. Here's one more lesson that I've just learned is that, you know, whenever I want to sit back and think that I've done enough, all right, that should I be happy with what I've accomplished? Instead of focusing on where you are right now, think about the gifts that you've given, all the gifts that I've been given, my mom's sacrifice over the years, what she's gone through, you know, to give me. I started on a much higher level than she did, much, much higher level than she did. And yeah, okay, I've done a lot of amazing things. But that gap isn't even nearly as big as the one my mom created in her life. So maybe that's what I should think of when I think, is it time to relax? You know, is it time? Shouldn't I just be happy with what I have? Well, I'm not even close to as successful as my mom. Not even close. And I'll tell you, that really motivates me in a very positive way. Not like, oh man, I'm not as successful. It really motivates me in a positive way. And so, again, think about that gap you've created. And that should be something that, again, we're always going to want more. But if you can say you created a gap, you should be happy. You should be happy and ask for more. So maybe that's something that makes you look on yourself, you know, with a lot more appreciation for what you've done. And, you know, if you can't, you have this push-pull to work harder, ask for more, think about that gap. Again, we talk about pleasure as a motivator, pain as a motivator. Not to just create massive pain where you want to avoid it, but, you know, just provide a little bit of angst. Maybe that gap isn't as large as you know it could be. And maybe that should be the measure as you drive for more. All right, hopefully my mom's life lessons will help you in some way, shape, or form. Hey, let's go through our 10-second daily disciplines. What was that thing that you did yesterday that impressed even you? What was that moment when you said, man, life is pretty darn cool? What was it? Some big one, big event, small event, something that you realized when life was pretty darn good. Take 3 seconds right now and visualize that experience, that material possession, that option, whatever it is, that relationship, that ultimate one for you. That's going to take you months, if not years, of you stepping up in the manner we talk about during this Morning Connection podcast every single day. It's going to take months, if not years, of you doing it to achieve this big, huge goal, this plan. If it's something that's more intermediate, that's going to take you weeks or just a couple months, those are great. Keep those up. But the one I want you to visualize right now is that big, huge one. So it really forces you to step up and become your very best, that you show up to everything that you do, like this podcast, and you're as close to a level 10 as possible. And that becomes your habit because you're so driven towards that big goal. So take 3 seconds right now and think about that, what that is. If you already have come up with that because you've been listening to this podcast, get more clear. Make it more clear. Put more color, more detail, more fun, excitement, all these feelings and emotions into it. This is something to ask yourself all throughout the day as you choose everything. Is what I'm doing right now the highest and best use of my time? Is what I'm doing right now really helping me get to the results in life that I really want? And then what are those results? No. What are those results that I really want? Not some short term that's going to take a lot of effort to satisfy short term goals and feelings. All right. Is it really helping me put the big picture together? What is that result? What do you ultimately want? All right. We talked about dating, right? And choosing a mate, right? Going out with a woman. And you say, no, this is fun right now. She won't be a good mother. No way I want to have a child with her. That would not be good. Hey, love, nice, respect her. But in my life plan, that's not going to work. Well, why do you want to spend a lot of time with that? I trust me, guys. I know how that can be fun. All right. But is that the peanut butter and jelly sandwich? And what is that doing for your mental conditioning, right, for the long term? So that peanut butter jelly sandwich, whether developing yourself to, you know, you trust me, there's a lot of women out in the world, right? You can pick fun girls that can be more towards that result that you really want, the woman that you really want to be, the great mother. They can be just as fun as those ones that, you know, even you can admit to yourself, you can realize that is a short-term type of thing. What is that doing for you? All right, always be focused on your result. All right, guys, I'm off to do a whole 7 hours of one-on-one coaching. Again, if you're interested, send me an email at skip@skiplacour.com. I will not let you down. All right? Happy Mother's Day. Do something. Say something special, if anything, to your wife, the mother of your children, and your mother, if you are blessed to have a mother in your life. Have a great day, and we'll connect again tomorrow.